Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the 94.9 WOLX Brain Strain with McGaw in the Morning.
On Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX, it's Wisconsin's Morning Trivia. And Terry and I are really excited about this prize, because we really like the Sweet Corn Festival. Sweet Corn Festival prize packs.
Oh, yeah.
Is that going to be fun?
It always is.
Always fun.
You've guaranteed me always fun there.
Glad you liked it.
I had one time I've been now, and I've loved it.
All right. Well, win one of these and join us for all the sweet corn and fun. Question this morning, slightly under 10% of us have a fear of wearing this.
Wearing it?
Something to we're afraid of wearing.
Hmm.
Probably something you'd get sweet corn butter all over, maybe.
Oh, is that a hint already?
Actually, no.
Oh, actually, okay.
Slightly under 10% of us have a fear of wearing what? Call us with your answer here at 664-1949. Looking forward to your call.
Bloomers.
Bloomers.
Not a good look at all anymore.
Yeah.
WOLX Brain Strain. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, 10% of us have a fear of wearing what?
A Halloween costume?
Oh,
a Halloween costume.
I love that answer.
Yeah, good answer.
Used to be fun. I don't think it's as fun as an adult. I don't know.
Agreed.
What do you think?
It depends what you're wearing, I suppose. What you're dressing up as.
But that's not it, is it, Jim?
No, good guess, though. Thanks for your
darn. My favorite answer, though.
WOLX Brain Strain. 10% of us have a fear of wearing what?
Watches?
Wearing a watch.
Oh, that's an interesting guess.
That is a good guess. I wish it was it. Not it, though. Thank you. WOLX Brain Strain. 10% of us have a fear of wearing what?
A ring?
Ooh.
Yeah. Another good guess. They just keep coming.
Oh, that's not it.
Not it, Terry, but the good ones keep coming here.
Whoa,
thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah.
10% of us have a fear of wearing what?
Has anybody won?
No, no one has won. We're counting on you.
Is it white?
Well, fear of wearing white.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. You can get a lot of things on white clothing, can't you?
Oh, especially if you wear white in the winter, although that's no longer a bad thing, is it? I think you can wear white anytime.
A fear of wearing white. I'd have.
You're like, yeah, no.
I won't wear white to the Sweet Corn Festival. That would be a bad idea.
Oh, Jim, yikes.
No.
Good guess this morning. Thanks for your call.
Oh, that's not it either.
No.
Huh, okay.
664-1949. 10% of us have a fear of wearing what?
High heels.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know personally, but I've heard they can be a little treacherous.
Oh, they can be.
A little treacherous up there on heels. So white, high heels, both good guesses. WOLX, good morning.
Yes, calling in about the brain strain.
We were hoping you would be calling in about the brain strain. What do you think? 10% of us have a fear of wearing what?
A hat.
Wearing a hat.
Hat.
No, sir. Good guess, so.
Hmm.
Glad you called. 664-1949. 10% of us have a fear of wearing what?
Bowling shoes.
There it is. Bowling shoes.
Oh, my gosh.
Why is that?
I wonder. Oh.
Yeah, I got two pair of them.
Because they're not super styling, or are people afraid of all the different terms, maybe?
Well, yeah, I guess if you're renting them, that's different. Do you have your own bowling shoes?
You betcha.
Aha. Uh-huh. And are you a regular bowler?
Well, most of the time, I don't get out too much money.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm in the heart of the league now.
Oh. Hey, well,
what's your average, can we ask?
Yeah.
Do I have to tell you?
You don't have to. But if
it's probably much better than what mine would be.
Well, I'm about a 220.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my gosh.
220, that's not bad.
When you said 2, I'm thinking you were going to say 20. Just 20 in general, because that's about what mine would be.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, who is this with the 220 average?
That's the good old Bob Fallon.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey, you're good.
Good, Bob. Well, you're going to the Corn Fest with a Woo-hoo! Corn Fest prize pack.
That's a corny one.
That's a corny prize.
Jimmy's gotcha.
He got me on that one, Bob. It's a corny prize, Bob. Well, congratulations.
That's awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.